This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O.
Good evening, everybody. We're at Hobbs and Eau Claire tonight for the Chi High Cardinals road game against the Eau Claire North Huskies, the 150th meeting between the two teams. Chi High leads the overall series, 55 wins, 46 losses, and three ties, and took the first game this year by an 8-1 count back in Chippewa. Cards outshot North 41-13. Jackson Hoyne with a couple of goals and an assist. Evan Foyle's a big game, two goals and one assist. And tonight the Cards come in here number one ranked in the state. Glad to have you along. My name's Greg Stewart, and with me is former Cards defenseman Cooper Fosvick. Our producer tonight is Zach Wycheck, the Z-man. And Coop, this is a game that paper Chi High should be able to beat Eau Claire North. North is down this year. They've lost 24 players in the last 2 years. They lost 150 points from the team last year, both goaltenders. So they're kind of starting over for Ryan Parker. But anytime you wear that top-ranked team on the back of your jersey, you got a big target there as well, and everybody wants to knock you off.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, the Cards being ranked first in the state, maybe the first time ever that's happened. The target on their back is pretty huge. Everybody's going to be out to play their best game against them. So that means that they got to step up to the task every single game. And if there's a team that can do that, it's this team.
Yeah, the Cards really have the talent this year, from the goaltending all the way through the defense and forwards. Big scoring team. Their first line's got 105 points this year. You compare that to Eau Claire North's team, their top scorer has got 14 points this season. So North has struggled for consistency. They're a young team and trying to work their way through the season here. But Chi High has got all the tools this year, but you got to put it on the scoreboard. You got to complete the season and complete every game. This is the task in front of Chi High. But I talked to Scott Parker before the game here, and he says his kids are focused and feels they're ready to go and feeling good about the season and feeling good about tonight's game. In fact, they had only one game last week, so he really wants to play another game here.
Right. I mean, they had five straight days of practice, which, I mean, at this time of the year, that's such an awesome opportunity to get your players dialed in, work on some things that you've been struggling with. So I'm looking for the Cardinals tonight to be just laser focused and just have a forecheck that's just relentless. And I think that they're going to pull that out tonight. I'm really looking for, you know, production from basically all the lines. You know, we've been lucky. I mean, our second and third lines have played phenomenal along with the first line, obviously. But, man, this team is, they're loaded for bear.
Yeah, they sure are. 5-14, that's North. 3-7 in the BRC. Chi High at 17-3. They have won 10 straight. Haven't lost since that Stevens Point game back in December 21st at home, 5-3. And, hey, I want to send a big thank you to Eau Claire Memorial. Beat Stevens Point here, beat Spash Saturday here at Hobbs, 5-1, and it was a convincing enough win that the pollsters put Chi High above Spash. Probably see those guys again in sectional play, but the Cards are really on a roll right now, trying to win their 11th straight. They are 10-0 in the BRC. So, Coop, let's talk about our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think Chi High has to do here to pick up win number 11 in a row?
I think the first thing is going to be a hot start. against that Rice Lake game, or during that Rice Lake game, we came out really slow out of the gates, took us from the third period to score, and then we scored six times. So let's score six times in the first period.
Good idea.
Let's flip that game around. Next thing is going to be defensive zone. I've stressed this all year. Just seems like this team sometimes loses their focus in the defensive zone. I'm sure that was a focus one of the last 5 days of practice. And then the last one is to find new ways to score. This team is super good at scoring those beautiful goals. The first line, they obviously are in their own league. But, you know, even our second line is kind of scoring from farther away. I want to see some dirty goals in front of the net, get some traffic out in front of that goaltender, and get some of those ugly Betty goals. Because in the playoffs, a lot of times, that's what it's going to take.
Yeah. Not just your first line. You've got to have second, third, maybe even a fourth line to contribute.
Exactly.
If you're going to go deep in the postseason, make a run at state here. So that's your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. They brought us our keys to the game. This is Cardinal Countdown, Chi High at Eau Claire North. The battle for the toolbox. We lead that series 9-8, so this is toolbox number 18, toolbox game number 18.
I think I was part of the first toolbox game, and I believe we won. Thanks. It's been a while. I know I lost it, too.
I know. It has gone back and forth. We've had the series in our favor for the last few years, but right now Chi High is trying to sweep Eau Claire North. You just don't want to stumble. You got North tonight. We'll have the game against Menominee. Another team that struggled this year on Thursday, and you just do not want to get tripped up here against teams that you should beat.
I know, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking, especially after that Rice Lake game, but you just kind of have to put faith in your leaders on your team, your seniors, and let them kind of run. And if they do their job tonight, they'll have everybody dialed in, and we'll come out with a W.
All right, Chi High and the Huskies here tonight at Hobbs, and we will continue with Cardinal Countdown in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High at Eau Claire North High School Hockey tonight here on WOGO, WOGO.com, and AM 680 and 103.1 FM. The battle for the traveling toolbox here tonight. North last year 14-14, 7-7 in the BRC. This year struggling at 5-14 and 3-7 in the Big Rivers Conference. Here's the goalie matchup for Eau Claire North. They'll throw the freshman Carter Duss in between the pipes. He played against us in the first meeting back in December. Comes in with a save percentage of .847. Goals against average of .565 and a 2-7 record. And the Cards have been riding on the big shoulders of Nick Marlowe, the senior, all season long. And man, has he been fantastic. His save percentage at .928. Goals against average of .145. And he is 16-2. On the season. Like I said, the Cards trying to win their 11th straight. They haven't lost since the middle of December. And here we're just a few games away from the postseason. Chi High with the game tonight. Thursday, they're back in the friendly confines against Menominee. Then on Tuesday, we'll have that game against New Richmond. We'll have the Thursday game, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show. On Tuesday, we got the game against New Richmond on the air, and then the Cards will travel back over here on Thursday, next Thursday, for a game against the Eau Claire Memorial Old Ames. And seeding meeting is coming up on Sunday, so that Memorial game and even the New Richmond game will have no bearing on the seeding. So that's why these games are so important right now for Chi High to sweep the week against Eau Claire North and Menominee. Cardinal Countdown going to catch up to assistant head coach Austin Taylor in a few minutes. He is meeting with the players along with Scott Parker. Cards in here with their red sweaters and the black breezers and the red and white trim. Huskies in the Columbia blue sweaters here tonight. Black breezers with that blue and white trim. And again, the goalie matchup is Carter Duss for the Huskies and Nick Marlowe for the Chi High Cardinals. This is Cardinal Countdown here on WOGO. We'll take a break and come back and catch up with Austin Taylor as our Cooper Vosvik talks with him in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CVTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CVTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cvtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
Live from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire, the Mike Sullivan broadcast booth area here. I'm Greg Stewart, along with Cooper Fosvik. Tonight, our producer is Zach Wycheck, getting you ready for Chi High Hockey against the North Huskies, a series that dates back for years and years. This is the 105th time the two programs have met up in Chi High, trying to sweep the season here. Not sure if we'll meet North in the postseason. We'll find out this weekend what the matchups are. Chi High pretty much assured of at least a second seed. They might even squeeze in that number one, depending on what point does this week. But the Cards should be locked in at the number two seed. And now looking for a BRC championship, the first since 89, if they can get past Eau Claire North tonight, beat Menominee. Then they've got New Richmond and ECM Eau Claire Memorial next week. Getting ready for Cards hockey in a moment. We'll try to catch up here with Austin Taylor on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. We are delighted to have you on board here tonight. And the crowd starting to fill in at Hobbs on a Tuesday night. High school hockey, it's feeling like spring out there, though, with temperatures up in the 40s, maybe even hitting close to 50 tomorrow. So you may want to do some outside things, at least take a walk, but enjoy the weather. It's nice and cool in here. Going to be a good sheet ice, and we should be ready to go in a few minutes for the drop of the puck. Let's go downstairs. Austin Taylor is with our Cooper Fosvik. Take it away, guys.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Austin Taylor. Coach, it's a battle of the toolbox tonight, arguably the greatest trophy in sports. What's the importance of taking that home tonight?
It's huge. You know, it's one of the games you look forward to every year just because of that, right? And whatever team wins it at the end, the boys are always grabbing it and running back out on the ice, getting a picture taken in front of the student section. And I just think it's a really cool little thing the coach has started. And, you know, you look at that thing and a lot of close games on there. So these two teams definitely know how to play each other tough.
What are you expecting from the North Huskies tonight?
You know, they're going to be physical. They're going to play a really tight D zone, pack it in front, try to block shots, and then they'll capitalize on their opportunities to get them. So we want to stay out of the box again some, and just really, really try to kind of engage and get into the front of the net area, some areas we struggle with, try to break through there.
What's going to take to get a W tonight?
You know, like when we struggle, we play perimeter hockey. We saw it against Rice Lake. You know, there's two periods where we couldn't get to the net and score a goal. So just trying to get to the net and stay out of the perimeter and, you know, keep the puck low. We've been talking to the boys about that all week and how, you know, you shoot the puck high over the glass, you can't score that way. So keeping pucks low and getting to the net, really.
Austin, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight. Let's bring that toolbox back to locker room, put a couple more dents in it, huh?
Thanks, too.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it. A Cardinal Countdown, Chi High at Eau Claire North tonight. And we're going to take another commercial break back in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh. Yep, two in a row. Matty Geisler.
Chi High with a chance and a win it. Centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi High at Eau Claire North tonight here at Hobbs. And Cards coming in, number one team in the state at 17-3. They're undefeated in the BRC North at 5-14 and 3-7 in conference. Coop, what a JV game here tonight. Cards got down by a pair, came back to tie at 2-2. Huskies went up in the third 3-2. And then with 3.3 seconds left to go, Carter Johnson redirected a shot from Austin Fournette, and that was the game tire, and they wound up tied 3-3 here tonight.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I got to pull up my coaching voice here.
I heard that
up in the booth, where basically like right above the ice, I looked at Austin like, go to the net, and he just nodded his head. Yep. Okay. And it worked out. So that was a fun game to watch. And I know Coach Redders was really happy with the way his team battled at the end there. So
yeah, it was good. Pulled our goaltender and just kind of squeezed everything in. Yeah. The guys, they were relentless there at the end.
Yeah, it was really,
up
really
3-3.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. So they, Chi-High goes against North 1-0-1 on the season. We beat them back at home in December. And so, yeah, JV team's playing well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hopefully, ideally that's kind of a pipeline for your varsity club for future years. So, it's good to see them getting a Big Rivers win.
Both coaches out here watching the JV game for a while, and Scott Parker even went behind the bench just to give some advice, whisper in some ears maybe, during that game. So Cards tying the Huskies 3-3 in the JV contest. So we got to keep the pedal to the metal here when it comes to the rest of the season. It's not just winning the BRC title, though. I think it's keeping momentum going into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, if you win that BRC title, obviously a really big deal. It's tough to do. But I think the ultimate goal for this team is to make a trip to Madison, and I think that is where their heads are at. I think that's where, their main goal is. Obviously a lot of work to go to get to there, but, man, I mean, at this point in the year, that's, if you set goals at the start of the year, that's always your goal, and I think that this team is pushing really, really hard for that right now.
And maybe a game like the one we did on the radio Tuesday, the Rice Lake game, where it was no score into the third period. I think we went close to 4 minutes into the third period before the Cards finally found the back of the net. Maybe that kind of game is just what the doctor ordered for this team. Just, they understand that teams are going to play them strong. They are the team to beat. And they just got to keep pushing and not give up in any game.
Right, yeah, they can't overlook anybody anymore. I think part of the reason we came out slow against Rice Lake is we overlooked them. So cannot do that anymore. Every single game you have to be absolutely locked in, laser focus, just with that kind of killer mentality that if anybody is, nobody's going to get in our way. and we're gonna come out and win every single game handily.
Yeah, like you belong at number one, but you're not taking anything for granted, for sure. All right, Tuesday night hockey here on WOGO. We've got more hockey on Thursday against Menominee. And buckets the rest of the way on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, it's McDonald Boys at Cadott. And then Saturday night, the Cards boys basketball team hosting Eau Claire North at the Birdcage. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new and improved clinic and a surgery center now open in Rice Lake. You can visit cvosm.com/wogo. Again, it's cvosm.com/WOGO. Man, it's hard to believe we're almost at the end of January. Looking at February playoffs here, state tournament at the end of the month of February into early March.
It's absolutely crazy. Yeah. Like, you were talking about that Spash game. I'm like, December 21st? Holy man. It felt like it was like a couple weeks ago. Maybe like last week. Time's flying. So, yeah, everybody's playing for their life now.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, you got Ryan Parker here, the Eau Claire North coach, in his 10th season. Notice he's got a young team. He's had some good teams at North. Trying to do his best as a coach, the coaching staff there, to teach these young guys. But it's been a rough haul for him this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, rebuilding year. But this team reminds me a lot of, like, the first North team that he had. You know, and when he took over, they didn't have anything. They had a couple good players like they do now, and just zero depth, really. And this team is a little bit like that. They're a little bit younger, but he, you know, took a team to state not that long ago. So you know that he can do it. I think he's just kind of maybe waiting on some of these players to develop, and they'll probably be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, lost 12 players this last year, 12 before that, 24 players in 2 years.
That's really
a big
tough
chunk of, really of tough your team to lose.
Right, and some of them were phenomenal hockey players. So, yeah, he's definitely got a task on his hands with kind of rebuilding this program here. But, yeah, you can never count them out.
Huskies with a six-game losing streak earlier in the year. Seven-game losing streak, have lost eight of their last nine, but did defeat New Richmond last Thursday 4-3 before losing to Menominee 5-2. So trying to turn it around, get some wins here at the end of the year, get a little momentum going, a little encouragement for these players, for the Huskies.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, they're in the same boat we are, right? I mean, a little bit different when it comes to playoff, like standings and things like that, but they're getting geared up for playoffs, man.
Sure.
And, you know, kind of think about playoffs, anybody can win.
Yep.
You know, remember,
everybody makes the playoff field.
Exactly. Remember, you know, those Chi High teams, I was on one of them, losing to Hayward, you know, games that we should have walked away with. And
right.
So it just kind of shows, like, can't take any day for granted.
Well, the Cards could be without Jackson LeMay tonight. He's not playing, so Matt Fournette's going to slide up in that third line, and Matt's been playing better. It's got some quality kids on the lower lines here.
Yeah, Matt, when he, his first couple shifts of the year, to be honest, looked pretty rough. But, man, he looks more and more comfortable every time he steps foot on the ice. So I'm excited to see what he can do with some pretty serious ice time tonight.
All right, the Cards on the ice, getting ready for the varsity game here. Mick Marlowe leads them up. And the Huskies to follow as the starting lineups will be announced here tonight at Hobbs Ice Center. In Eau Claire, goaltender for Eau Claire North is Carter Duss. And Mick Marlowe for the Chi High Cards. Huskies have put on a new jersey here. They had a dark jersey for practice, and now they've got the white, the home whites, with the Columbia blue trim. Blue numbers, Chi High in the road red sweaters, with the black and white trim here tonight. And we are about ready to go. Chi High and Eau Claire North should be a lot of fun. Thanks for coming along on the ride with us here on WOGO. Cards starting up Mick Marlowe, Carter Duss for the Eau Claire North Huskies, and that top line for Chi High. What a year they have had. Jackson Hoym, Mason Johnson, Drew Bobey, 105 points put together from that dynamic first line. And, of course, outstanding defense as well. You got Gus Thorpe, who is an all-state selection. He's got 22 points this year, and Thorpe's got 42 on the plus-minus. 42!
That's got to be some kind of record.
Jaden Swoboda will be his defensive partner tonight. So you got a sophomore and senior on the back line of the blue line. And for the Cards, a couple of seniors and a junior, Andrew Bovey. And, of course, senior is McMarlowe. Carter Duss is the goaltender, a freshman. Then you've got Stang, Hesselman, and Tillman, a couple of sophomores, the wings on that first line. And Hesselman's a senior, the top goal scorer for the team, top point scorer, 22 points for the senior Hesselman. And on defense, it's Mosler, a sophomore, and Parker, who is a freshman for the Eau Claire North Huskies, coached by Ryan Parker, one of the most respected coaches in the area. And, of course, Scott Parker, the veteran coach for the Chi-High Cardinals in his 37th campaign for the Cards. We'll take a break. Back with the drop of the puck in a moment here on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Cards and Huskies tonight. How many times have we said that through the years? Cards
and
Huskies.
Feels like a lot.
It's been one of the great rivalries in the state of high school hockey here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just like, just seems like no matter what, every year, like, this is the game that I just kind of find myself really looking forward to and marking off the calendar, just because it's always so competitive, so physical, and I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, maybe it's because the teams are so similar in the kind of way they're built.
The way they're coached, the way that, you know, the number of kids in the school, and the list goes on, and it just seems like over the years it's just been some of the most even matchups you can imagine. So here we go.
Here we go. Teams getting ready out at center ice. It's going to be Mason Johnson against Hesselman. Right there in the Eau Claire Blue Golds logo, and we are underway. This one is pulled back to the defense. There's Parker, goes over to Mosler, his defensive partner. They throw it in the left wing corner. Now it circles off to the right. Cards try to get on it. That's Thorpe. Scramble for it behind the net, and it's going to come loose for Jackson Hoy. Comes up the wing on the far side, rubbed on the wall. Gets some puck support right there from Drew Bovey. Turns it up the ice, trying to hit the outstretched stick of Mason Johnson just on the blue line, ready to head into the north zone, but it's past him, so we have an icing call here just 29 seconds into the game. It's going to be on the glove side of Nick Marlowe, and here's the drop, comes back to Parker. He'll just feather this one in the right wing corner. Cards get there first, ripped around the wall, comes back to Parker, steps up, midway in the zone. Chi High with the intercept. They work it up, and this one gets tipped out of play through the Chi High bench. 16-16 remaining here in the first. No score. Good to have you along wherever you might be tuned in at Mogo.com. You can hear that worldwide. You can listen to us any place on the planet or at AM 680 and 103.1 FM. Chi High bangs it off the boards behind Nick Marlowe. That one doesn't connect. Cards have to scramble back. Here is Gus Thorpe. Hands off to Carter Bowlby. Cards on their second line right now. It is Andrew Johnson harassing the Husky, going back to get it. Johnson's got it. Now he gives it up for Evan Foyles. Foyles dangled a little bit, then lost the rock. Comes back to the point. Here is Thorpe. Goes over to Swobes on the right side. This one will be dropped into the left wing corner. And Carter Bowlby with a centering pass. That one is deflected by the Huskies, out of play. Cards still control the puck, and now it comes loose out to neutral. And here is Gus Thorpe, the talented sophomore. Thorpe harassed as he went back by Tommy Perkins and then just hides under his goaltender in the Chi High D zone. Here are the Cards. Carter Bovey jams that one on the wall. The Chi High moves in. A shot off the right post. Coming off the stick there of Evan Foyles, just missed it by a couple of inches, and the Huskies now have it in the Chi High zone. This one swept toward the net, went wide by Lizotte, and it's going to be punched right back out by Chi High. There's a scrum out at neutral right along the checkered line. This one is lifted into the zone behind the red center ice red line by Sam Hebert. I'd like to have that one back, and an icing call on Chi High right here.
Well, that one that hit the pipe was like the shot heard around the world. I mean, I could hear it just right through my headphones. So close.
The ting every goaltender really wants to hear, although it could ting in.
Yeah.
That little goaltender helper on the post. And here we go. There's the drop. Huskies have it. That's Parker, who threw it in right side of the net, and a scramble for it right there with Stang, the sophomore, trying to go to his forehand out in front of the net, and the Cards are there on the intercept. Here is Drew Bovey, just inside the zone, stops, looks off to his left. He's got Mason Johnson. Johnson rubbed on the fence, and there's a four-player scrum near the goal line in the Huskies zone, trying to dig it off the yellow stripe. And it's going to be cycled right there by Anderson. Cards reconnect, but they threw it out to the D between our two defensemen. Gus Thorpe back there along with Krista. Neither guy was even remotely close to the puck, so the Cards have to hit the reset button right here. They go on the near side for Ethan Foyles. Cards trying to punch it right in front of the goaltender. There's Mason Johnson. Johnson couldn't find the handle on it. And it's loose on the half wall. Here's Chi High. Centering pass cut off. Nice back check there by Swentek to break up a Cardinal scoring chance. This one off the window from Gus Thorpe into the zone. It's onside. 13:42 left to go. And it's along the goal line in the north D zone. Here's Chi High. Centering pass right there came from Brett Carlson. Popped up in front of the goaltender Tuss, and it was cleared by Eau Claire North. Chi High moves to the blue line as Brett Carlson got there. He was twirled around on the check, and it comes back to the Chi High D zone. Here is Thorpe, tosses it to his right. Cards able to clear out of neutral right now, and the Huskies will walk it in. Here is Anderson. Anderson dropped it off the left hand. Off the backhand, it's loose in the corner, and Chi High is going to pick it up right here. Ethan Foyles looks it over, goes cross ice. There's a big hit. Gus Thorpe laying out Garrett Stang on that first line.
Yeah, that was a big hit there. He's going to go to the box for this one. I wonder what they're going to call it for.
Head contact.
Okay.
So Gus is going to sit for two here. 12:54 left to go in the first period. No score. Cards on the kill, 84.6%. And the Huskies' power play is at 16.2% this year. They'll drop inside the Card zone. And Chi High able to push it out. In fact, Eau Claire North really did. They tried to go back to their D and split the D on the face-off in the Chi High zone. So the Cards have it right now. carry it midway up the zone. They're able to clear out to center, and the Huskies go D to D, opening up some ice. It's punched in. Hard throw in the left-hand corner, and the Cards with the INT here. And they'll clear. Minute 31 left to go in the Husky power play. Eau Claire North's Logan Hesselman has it. Works it off for Parker on the near side. The defenseman tried to throw it rink wide, and the Cards got in the way. Parker retreats to his own blue line, picks it up, dangles, and now will lob this one ahead in the Chi High zone. Here is Drew Bobey. Bobey hands off for Jackson Hoym, and the Huskies have it. They're changing up some players, but a final shot on this shift by Tommy Perkins. He was all by himself. Tried to use the Cards D as a screen on the goaltender, Mick Marlowe. Got through to our tender, but Mick was there to swallow that up. So that'll draw the whistle here with 59 seconds to go on the Husky power play here in the first period. 1:53 on the game clock, 11:53 left to go here in the first. No score. Ripped off the wall, back up and out to neutral by Chi High. And here are the Cards on the pick. Here they come. Oh, it's a beautiful scoring play right there by Evan Foyles. Foyles grabbed it at neutral, walked across the blue stripe, faked off to his left, and beat Carter Duss low on the right side. And it's 1-0 Chi High in the shorty.
Well, that's pretty much the second time he's had that look this game. The first time he rang it off the pipe, but this time he decided to skate it in, make a sweet move, and 1-0.
Go ahead.
We just needed to get shorthanded to score, Greg.
Yeah, 7:21 of the first for Evan Foyles. That's his 12th goal of the year, 24th point of the season. And Chi High, you know, at times they played a lot better short than they have on the power play.
That is so true.
We've seen that a few times this season. So still 24 seconds to go on the Eau Claire North power play, and they have it in the Chi High zone. They dig it off the wall. Now they go back for the D. Here is Mosler. Goes on the near side for Hesselman. Hesselman drops it down for Parker, and the shot is taken. That one ripped off some players, just kind of sat there on the ice. Here's a quick shot by Parker as he went to one knee. As we're down to 1 second, that'll do it for the power play. Cards are 5 apiece again, and it's dumped back out to the blue line. Drew Bowie taking his time to get out there. I think he just thought, well, I'll wait for a pass out here and I can get a breakaway chance. But then Drew said, well, they've got the puck in our zone, I better hop in there. And that one deflected out of play, fortunately for Chi High. That'll do it for the power play with 10:43 left to go in the first.
Yeah, a little scary right at the end of that power play. North had a couple nice chances. Chi High and Marlowe able to shut him down.
Drop in the Card zone in the left faceoff dot down low. Here we go. Off the fence, going to be picked up by the Cards, and here's Gus Thorpe. Thorpe on the forehand, plays it ahead, and Jackson Hoyne's got it right now. Hoyne moves in, faked a pass over to Bobey, took the shot himself, and it went wide. This one off the stick of Mason Johnson, and it's going to get back out to neutral, and the Cards have to retreat. Here is Thorpe to Swobes, and the Cards on the march again. Had a 3-on-2, but it was knocked off by the Huskies. And the puck loose at neutral ice again. And here comes Eau Claire North as Aiden Casper with some steam worked his way, but then had it poke checked off his stick. And Chi High's got it right now. Here is Thorpe wheeling and dealing, moving it up on the right wing side, across the center stripe, across the blue line, moves it, shoots, and then overpowers the goaltender. And the Husky players are after Gus Thorpe as they thought he ran their goaltender. And Carter Duss is on his knees right now, the Husky goaltender. Thorpe was going coast to coast, thought he had it, looking for the rebound off Duss, and then ran into the freshman goaltender. He's going to be okay. He's going to stay in the game here with 9:50 left to go.
And they're going to chat about it, but, I mean, he had such a head of steam. You know, I don't think that...
No, they're not going to call a penalty here.
Right, and I just have a hard time believing that Gus Thorpe would run the goalie with, like, his history. Like, he would never,
right.
He's never done anything
no,
like that.
He's a classy player.
Right. Although I will say this, It looked bad from up here. I'll admit that, but
the intention you are sure, and I'm sure as well, was not to not to run that goaltender.
Exactly.
9:50 left to go, first period. No Chai up 1-0. Another shorty by Evan Foyles, and nearly had another one there by Krista. Dust caught out of his net, and Krista missed the open right side of that cage by just a mere inches. Chai High on the attack again. Here they are. Cards at the goal line. Feather back by Fournette on this line. And this one steered out in front. Fournette tied up a little bit by the Husky D. That was Anderson who had him tied up. But the Cards still marching toward the hole. And this one dropped toward Carter Dust. The Husky goaltender is going to put the mitt on it and hang on for dear life. 9:15 left to go here in the first. Cards up 1-0.
What a flurry from that third line there. Matt Fournette with a really, really nice look. Dust just shutting him down.
Cards get the Evan Foyles line back out there again with Carter Bovey on one wing. And it is Andy Johnson on the other. And the Huskies have it right here. This is Stang, the sophomore, trying to clear. That was cut off by Swoboda. And the Cards have it in the left wing corner. Now they'll work it back toward the point. That one's cut off by the Huskies. There's scramble for it on the half wall. Who's going to come up with it? Players from each team touching the rock. And here comes the Huskies. It's Tillman. Wes Tillman into the right wing corner. His brother graduated last year. Had a big year for the Huskies last year. Now Wes handed the baton from his bro. And the Cards have it. Cards carried out of their own zone. Here they come. Chai High to the goal line. And a wrist shot right there. Came hard off the window from Evan Foyles, looking for another goal. Foyles saw the puck come right back to him between the circles and the hash marks. Tried to backhand one. Didn't have a whole lot of velocity on it. And Carter Dust stops that. And there's a whistle with 8:23 left to go in the first.
Evan Foyles might be like the sneakiest player ever. I mean, he's just so sneaky, and then he's so dangerous with that shot.
The redhead, Evan Foyles. Both Foyles guys have fiery red hair. Here is Hoym. Hoym picks it up and tosses one at Dust, and that one off his blocker and up and out of play here. Boy, Dust has been under attack all night here.
Yeah, he's been up to the task, though. I mean, he's made some phenomenal saves, and hasn't had much help from his defenseman.
The drop to the blocker side of the Husky goaltender. And here we go. Krista holds the zone. We'll jam this one off the wall. Now it's going to come around to the other side. Stepping up is Sam Hebert. And he'll keep the puck in the offensive zone. Now the Husky's going to carry it out. Here is Jackson Anderson. Anderson passed the center stripe. Launches one in. Marlowe stops it for his D. Hands off to Krista, and the Cards will work this one out to center ice. Huskies have it right there, and it was a nice keep by Jackson Hoym. Gave the puck for his teammate, his line mate, Mason Johnson. Johnson turned, tried to work it toward the net, but it was picked off and back out to neutral ice. Cards into the zone again. Man, they've got speed. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson turns through traffic. Shot one, and Dust knocked that one out of the air, and it's loose on the right post. You got players mixing it up down there, and guys are pulling and tugging at each other, and finally the stripes come in to break it up. Still 1-0.
Yeah, you keep seeing the one player wall. I think that's how you say it for North. He's in the middle of every single one of those scrubs. He likes mixing it up.
Yep. Man, oh man, the Cards have been slicing and dicing in the zone. Only one goal to show for it so far, but a dangerous offensive team. Here they are right now. Cards pouring it on, throwing it in the zone. And Dust will turn that one into the left wing corner, hoping for some help from his D, but the Cards get there first. Here is Foyle centering pass, kicked off the side of the cage. Cards can't keep it in and have to backpedal. Toss it in on the wide side there from Swobes. Huskies have it right now. Banged off the wall, and we got a one-on-one with Anderson into the zone. Swobes catches up, to help Thorpe out. And Thorpe able to knock it down, comes back to the point. That one blocked by the Cards. This one wide of the net. Turned to the corner by Marlowe. And it's loose in the slot after it kicked off Swoboda. And here is Ethan Foyles, who will toss this one in on the backhand. We got a slash call right here. It's 6:23 left to go in the period.
Looks like we're going to be going on the power play here. First of the ninth. So far, the refs have really let him play. But they might start cracking down because it's starting to get pretty chippy out there. And so we'll see how that plays out.
Lizotte picked up the penalty for slashing. The Cards on the man advantage now at 22.9%. The Huskies on the kill at 71%. Cards looking to double their lead right here. Comes back for Drew at the point. He forward goes back to the point here. To quarterback, the power play. Bobby's got it right now. Bobby top of the circle on the near side. Tried to kick one off Dust, looking for a rebound try, but Dust swallowed that one up. 1:44 left to go in the power play. And we'll do it in the same spot. Left wing wheel for the faceoff. Officials checking the net, make sure it's secured in the Husky D zone. There's the drop. Comes to the wall on the near side and back to the point. Feathered over from Thorpe to Bowie. Back to Gus. Now they'll go right side. Back to Thorpe. And he rifled one over the crossbar and it went in. The rebound was scooped up. Was that Evan Foyles again?
I have no idea, but Hoyme it looks like.
Okay, Hoyme is going to get the goal. Looked like number 9 touched it as well, but we'll give it to number 8. Here in the first period, even strength goal at 11:08.
We're going to go on the power play again.
I'm sorry, that I said that was an even strength. That was a power play goal. Pardon me.
And we're going on one again for, I'm
Logan
guessing,
Hesselman.
Yeah, I'm guessing for unsportsmanlike conduct here.
A little frustration coming out here.
Well, as the Chi High was going back to the line to shake hands with their buddies, Hesselman decided to take out the end of the line.
Okay. I thought send about, a message, huh?
Thought about doing that many times myself.
I'm
I can't
sure
say.
You did. So picking up the goal for Chi High is Jackson Hoyme. That's his 20th of the year. 40th point of the year. Officials try to settle things down here. 5:52 left to go in the first. Kohler, the referee, comes over to talk with Ryan Parker. 5:52 left to go. Long stretch here. Discussion.
Not exactly even sure what the call was for yet. I haven't seen the refs make a call. I'm guessing it's unsportsmanlike. But no, I'm saying they're showing 5-on-5. It must just be a misconduct for that player.
Okay, so they'll keep them at 5 apiece, and here we go. Back to action. And in the right wing corner, here are the Cards up 2-0. They hand it back to Krista at the point. There is Carlson. This one wrapped around. Fournette tried to catch up to it. Now it's 1-on-1 on the half wall on the far side. Cards can't keep. Here comes Anderson for Eau Claire North. Comes up. Had a wrist shot that was partially blocked and scooped out of the air by Marlowe. I don't think it had any danger of going in, but he's got to play it safe and hang on to the rock right here. 5:23 left to go in the period. Cards up by a deuce. On goals by Evan Foyles and Jackson Hoyme. Chi High wins the draw. Worked around the boards, and here they come. Potential 2-on-1. Gus Thorpe tosses this one in. Huskies caught up to him. 5:12 left to go. It's going to come back to the point. Swope gathers that one in. Along the goal line now, and Chi High's got it. Here's Carter Bowman with a shot. Goaltender couldn't find that one. Ripped off the glass behind him, and it's in the elbow in the Chi High attacking zone. Huskies get a player in there. The Cards get one, an additional player. And Eau Claire North able to peel it off the wall. The Huskies trying to go D to D. And a soft pass nearly picked by Foyles. And it was almost a gift in the zone. Carter Duss had to go out and pounce on it.
The score is not reflective of what this game's looked like. I mean, it's been all Chi High and Carter Duss, pretty much.
They do not put the shots on goal on the board. I wish they did. They do that back in Chippewa. And it would be decidedly in Chi High's favor.
I mean, 15?
Something like
two,
that.
Two, maybe?
Something
three.
Like that. 4:45 left to go here in the first. 2-0 Chi High. The draw in the Huskies zone. Right wing wheel. Here we go. Pushed into the corner by the Cards. They go back to the point. Here's Swoboda. Hands it off to Thorpe. And Thorpe pitches this one wide of the cage. Came off Duss's lumber. And pinned up against the yellow stripe behind him. Centering pass right there. Huskies able to pick it up. Then they lost it. And it poke checked off his Husky stick. And here is Mason Johnson back to Thorpe in the high slot. Thorpe looking for an opening. Now it's going to give it to Bobby. And that one ripped off the right post and back to the point again for Swobes to Thorpe. He tried to redirect it softly into the left wing corner. And the puck hops up along the shelf high in the air. And a hard check delivered by Tommy Perkins on the Cards. Jackson Hoym. Hoym spins away from Perkins, then lost his edge. Comes back to the point. Nice keep right there by Swoboda. And it is Drew Bobby with a punch off the pads of Duss. Bobby's got it back. Gets the puck delivered from Gus Thorpe. Back to Bobby. To Thorpe, and a touch pass right there that Thorpe would like to have back as the Huskies clear. And an icing call against ECN here with 3:36 left to go in the first period.
I don't really have much to say other than I think it's North's lucky that it's only 1-0 and not 5 or 2-0. Or 2-0.
Yeah, we had the shorty.
Yep, that's right.
And the 5-on-5 goal. But yeah, it could be a whole lot worse than 2-0 right now for sure. Huskies have it. It is Mosler, the defenseman, backpedaling. Found an opening, launches this one down the ice, and an icing call here to stop play in the first against Eau Claire North. 3:25 left on the clock here in the first period.
How did I forget a goal?
Yeah,
I forgot a goal. Oops, sorry.
That's
sorry,
okay,
folks.
It happens. I've forgotten many things in my life. Fortunately, I made it to the right rink here tonight. 3:23 left to go. This one worked to the half wall off the draw. Huskies have it. This one's ripped off the fence, and Chi High able to stop it before it went out. Nice play by Fournette. Little Fournette getting in there, and a chance for the Chi High Cardinals on the right side by Carlson, and he just missed the net. He was off on the right post, had a wide open right side of the cage. Couldn't find it, and the Huskies have it right now. No clear to center, banged off the wall. Comes to the tape of Krista looking up the ice, and this one is intercepted by Eau Claire North's Barrick Woley. But he was pretty much by himself. The Huskies in the midst of a change, and it's going to be drilled back out to neutral ice, picked up by Krista. He dangles, jukes his way in. Krista in the left wing corner, and a centering pass right there through traffic, got all the way back out to neutral, and the Cards backpedal to get it. Here is Thorpe, 2:20 left to go. On the near side for Carter Bobey. Bobey had Manning pass right there, intended for Foyles, and has had his skates, so couldn't pick up the loose change. And Carter Bobey stops it at the blue line. Huskies have it right here, and this is Anderson. Weaves his way up the ice, crosses the center line, now into Chi High territory. Stood up right there by Swoboda, the senior, and it's on the half wall. In the Card zone, Huskies peel it off the fence. They try to walk it in, couldn't do it. Chi High said no, and here come the Cards back to the Husky zone. Swoboda's got it at the blue line. Chi High with the offsides right here with 1:41 left to go in the first stanza. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire, Lake Halley, anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards! From Nicolet Bank. Face off at the dot outside the Husky defensive zone. Cards trying to push it in deeper, and here is Bobby. Drew's got it right now. Drew stops, tried to pop it toward the near wing for Mason Johnson. Couldn't thread the needle there. It's on the half wall with 1:24 left to go. And the Cards in the attacking mode right here. It is Bobby in the corner. Digs it off the wall. Good getting your nose dirty territory right there for Drew. Back to the point. Here is Hoym. Gives it up for Mason Johnson. Tried to dangle in. Had it stripped off his stick. And a dumping pass right there by the Huskies with 1:02 left to go. Let's see if Scott Parker is going to keep that line out there. And it's kind of a short shift, so I would anticipate he will.
Yeah, he went back to his first pair of D here, too. They're going to try to put another one in before the end of the period.
1:02 on the game clock left here in the first. And there's the faceoff. Cards that time tried to push it in deep. Comes back to Thorpe. Dangles there. Got away from the pressure. Over for Johnson. Johnson with the drop pass, but nobody there for Chi High. And here come the Huskies up the ice. Huskies into the zone. That player stood up by Gus Thorpe. It's loose. Going to be picked up by the back-checking Jackson Hoym. Hoym with some gas moves into the zone. Drops it along the wall behind the goaltender Dust. Gives it for Gus Thorpe, who climbed in, and that shot just ripped wide. Bobby's got it in the corner. Back to Swobes. Goes rick wide for Thorpe with 23 seconds left to go. Tried to pitch one in between the wheels for Drew Bobby. Card still on the attack. They've got the handle. Now it's loose in behind Dust, and we got a delayed call coming up right now, and I think the Huskies might be picking this one up as they had Mason Johnson pinned behind the goaltender Dust with 13.2 seconds left to go.
That's a horrible call, Greg.
Oh, my
goodness.
That's
a terrible call.
Mason Johnson's going to sit. He got a call for roughing. And he was the guy squeezed between a couple of Huskies.
There's absolutely no excuse to call that penalty. That was about as bad as it gets.
13.2 left here in the first period. Huskies have the power play. And it's wheeled out of the right wing wall in the Chi High zone. There's a fake cycle by Evan Foyles. Smart play right there to turn it back out to neutral ice. A one-hopper on Nick Marlowe as time expires here in the first period. So the Cards have to kill off a minute and 46 here as we enter the second period on a Husky power play. They lead it 2-0 on the shorty and the 5-on-5 goal.
All right. I'm a little frustrated from that last call there, but overall, really, really dominant, convincing performance from Chi High out of that first period. Carter Dust made some phenomenal saves to keep his team in this game. But let me tell you, the Wolves are circling.
Yeah.
The Sharks are circling, whatever you want to say.
You bet.
And it's
blood in the water here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's only a matter of time before Chi High blows this game open.
Yeah, and we've seen this in the past where they just are peppering the goaltender.
Right.
And swarming the net and nothing to show for it, but you gotta keep the pressure on, keep forcing the issue because it's gonna happen sometime.
Right, and as I'm just observing here, both Coach Parker's having conversations with the refs between periods. I'm sure that there was a lot going on there. There was a lot of cross checking. There's a lot of slashing going on. A lot of stuff after the whistle. Big key to the game is going to be staying out of that stuff for Chi High because they're going to start taking guys to the box for it, and that's the last thing we need is to sit for no reason.
Yeah, they're trying to control the game right now, and that's why they're calling some penalties. Not
right.
Always perhaps the kind of call that we make or
right.
We think is the right call, but they're just trying to
right.
Keep it under control
yeah.
Right now.
And we can see more than they can, right? So like
in the
case of the penalty at the end of the period there against Mason Johnson, he gets hit in the jaw by a cross check, so he gives him a little love tap back and they send him to the box for it.
Yeah, it's like that second blow, right?
They cross checked him 4 different times already today. You guys missed it, but you caught that.
Yeah. See, that's why I have argued that I should be making all the calls up here, but they just will not go for that.
I try my best. You see me, my arm goes up. I mean, I'm into it.
It's
going to be a game.
Tough to be a guy wearing stripes, that's for sure, or
yeah.
A gal.
Right. Especially with both Coach Parker's
yeah.
Yelling at you.
Yeah, exactly. Experienced veteran coaches
right.
In your ear, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. So a 2-0 lead for Chi High. And right now, you know, North has not been too threatening. Most of their shots, they had a couple of good ones, but most of them have been pushed out to the walls or pretty close to it.
Right, yeah, they're trying to get shots from anywhere that they can right now, and they're struggling even getting it across their own red line. So that's good for us. But, yeah, if you're North, you got to take advantage of every opportunity you get because you're not going to get many tonight.
Keep it coming. Chi High with a 2-0 lead here after one period on WOGO. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by, or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Greg and Coop here tonight. Our producer is Zach Wycheck. It's 2-0 Chi High over Eau Claire North after one. And we will take a break here. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh. Yep, two in a row. Matty Geisler.
Chi High with a chance, and a win is. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
One period in the books here tonight. Chi High leads Eau Claire North in high school hockey 2-0 on goals by Evan Foyles and Jackson Hoym. Foyles with a shorty. Hoym 5-on-5. And the Cards just pummeling goaltender Carter Duss, the freshman for Eau Claire North, but he has stood tall. And it's only 2-0. The Cards in the midst of a kill coming back in the second period. They got a minute 46 left to go in the penalty kill for Chi High. The number one team in the state in D1. They were number two for quite a while. Spash lost here on Saturday to the Memorial, the Abes, 5-1. And so that put Chi High in the voters' minds up to number one. And so I don't know if we've ever been number one. We've been ranked before, but I don't think ever number one in the state.
You know, I was going to ask Austin and Coach. I tried to not bring up the rankings around Coach Parker because he gets, you know. But Austin Taylor likes the rankings.
Yep.
And I was going to ask him, and then I kind of forgot.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we can ask him. We got plenty of time to do that. And Chi High, if they play like they're playing here, will be still number one after tonight. But Spash comes in number two. Then you got Bayport and Eau Claire Memorial, number four this week. And Coop, I think that's a team to watch in the postseason.
Yeah, I was talking to Chase Hoople today about that, actually. And he goes, that's a really sneaky good team. And I said, yeah, they really are. They just find their way into games sometimes. You
know, two great defensemen.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And they're really dangerous on the power play because of those two defensemen. So, yeah, they're a team that could do some damage. And I kind of... Although I think we match up, they're a sleeper, but I feel like we match up very well with them.
Yeah.
If they were to beat Spash before we had to play Spash, that would be great. But I don't know how that would all line up.
Memorial lost early last year in the postseason, kind of stunned in their first game, so they've got a lot to play for this year.
Exactly, yep.
That's my sleeper team, but it would be great if they could take care of Spash again for us.
Right, and I think that they would be the three seed, so... I'd probably put us with them, wouldn't it?
It could be.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it all shakes out.
And seeding, I thought it was going to be Sunday, but you said it's going to be tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow night.
So they're going to pull the trigger on that early here.
Yeah. Coach said it's always been on a Sunday, but for whatever reason this year, they decided to do it on Wednesday night and get it out of the way.
Super Bowl or whatever.
Right.
No, I guess that's 2 weeks away.
Yeah,
whatever game is on Sunday, whatever it might be. All right, 2-0 Chi High after one period here at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. Greg and Coop here with you tonight, and we'll take another break back in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Right wing, deep three. Oh. Yep, two in a row. Matty Geisler.
Chi High with a chance, and a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Two zip, Chi High over Eau Claire North as we wind out the clock towards the second period here tonight. Cards really all over their goaltender Carter Duss here. Spending a lot of time so far tonight in the west end of the barn, and that's going to move to the east end as the goaltenders change up parts of the building here. But he has been under duress all night, the freshman.
Yeah, but he's been up to the task for the most part. I mean, really impressed with the way he moves left and right and sees the puck. So bright future for him, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, just a freshman. And Mick Marlowe, steady as always for the Chi High Cardinals, 16-2 record, trying to make it 17-2 here tonight. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck, and here comes the blue and white team. Eau Claire North, Carter Duss leads them out, the goaltender. And we'll be to our right, Mick Marlowe to our left. Hasn't faced a lot of shots here tonight. Very few difficult shots for him. And the Cards trying to put him away, but they'll have to kill off 1:46 of a Husky power play to begin the period. Scott Park is going to send out Swobes, along with Evan Foyles, who looks to be on tonight. Drew Bovey will be one forward, and here comes Jackson Hoy.
Oh, okay, so interesting look here on the kill. I think yep. They maybe got some up their sleeve here.
Could be.
Three forwards, one defenseman on a penalty kill.
Doesn't it feel like it's Foyle's night here, though? I mean, he's been playing extraordinary
phenomenal here
tonight.
Yeah, he's seeing the ice super well tonight.
Here he is to take the draw and pulls it back for Swoba to the defenseman. He's got a lot of room to maneuver. Tosses this one down the ice here on the kill. Still some water left on here after the Zamboni did its thing between periods. So we'll see if that disrupts play a little bit. Comes on the left side. Grabbed by Hoym, and he'll toss it back in the Husky end. Down to 1:20 left to go on the ECN power play. Here's the pick by Hoym. Hoym picks it up. Now he's going to walk to the cage and drop one in. The stick of Foyles was lifted there, so he couldn't grab the puck, and he'll retreat. Finally catches up to it and leaves it back for the Cardinals defense. And Foyles runs into Swoboda. They collided out of neutral ice, but got some help on the backside from Drew Bovey. Bovey comes in off a Husky stick and up and out of play here with 52 seconds left to go on the Eau Claire North power play.
Oh, what a chance shorthanded there for Chi High. 2-on-1. Great back check by North, picking up the stick of Foyles. But you're right, Foyles is just feeling it tonight, and it's obvious.
It's a dangerous team, shorthanded for sure. We've seen that all season. Here is Carlson now. Carlson and Carter Bovey out there. Swobe stays on the ice, and Gus Thorpe added to the four-player set here for Chi High in the kill. And Eau Claire North has got it. Breakout pass right there from Will Carlson for the Huskies. That was cut off. Cards have it right now. Centering pass on the shorthanded effort. But Eau Claire North ready to pick it up right there. This one dropped off the wall on the near side. Parker was there for the Huskies but couldn't catch up to it. And Gus Thorpe has got it for Chi High with under half a minute to play in the power play. He'll just dangle and rag some time off the clock in the Card zone before Eau Claire North finally climbs in. Here is Thorpe. Back pedals now. Throws it up the ice, and it goes in! Oh! On the left side, Thorpe hands it off to Carter Bowlby, and he found the top of the cage right side. It actually came off Carter Duss. That's probably a goal he'd like to have back, the Husky goaltender. But we'll give credit to Carter Bowlby with the goal right there. Thorpe is going to get an assist. And Chi-High is up 3-0 on the second shorthander of the game.
I tell you, the Bowlby brothers, they always score like that. I had never scored a goal like that. You know, they always get lucky. Nice play by Carter. Carter, all jokes aside.
1:36, time of the goal right there for Carter Bowlby. And that'll be his 7th of the season, his 15th point of the campaign. And Chi-High now has put 3 up on the scoreboard. Cards on the attack. We're back to 5-on-5. Here's another Mason one. Johnson. That one goes in. Number 7 does it again.
Fresh out of the box.
For the Cards. Well, you had lots of time to rest right there. Mason Johnson took the feed from the left corner. And it's 4-0 Chi-High.
Yeah, fresh out of the box, and he just snuck right in there. And wide open. Bunch of twine to shoot at, and he found it.
1:55, time of that goal here in the second. Less than 20 seconds after the shorty by Carter Bowlby. And Chi-High now has doubled up the score to 4-0. And the Huskies do not seem to have the answer to tie this one back up or even get in the game. Here's a throw toward the net from Garrett Stang and snared out of the air by McMarlow. He had a clear look at it. Senior goaltender give it to the referee and will drop inside the Chi-High zone. 15:03 left to go, second period. Cards are up 4-0 after beating the Huskies earlier this year 8-1. This one is danced into the left wing corner. Off the draw, it's going to come up around on the half wall in the Cards' D zone. Chi-High able to scoop it up, peel it off the wall, and here they come. It is Ethan Foyles into the zone. Foyles tried to go forehand to the side of the cage. Duss had the post, so no room there. And Carlson will wing it back for Swoboda, and out came out. Swobes couldn't hold it, and it just danced across the line, so the Chi-High Cardinals have to get on board again. On sides, and this one running around the wall, and Chi-High looking a little awkward right now. Guy's not catching passes on this set, this shift, and finally picked up and winged just wide of the cage in the Husky defensive zone. Here's Andy Johnson. Johnson pinned up against the wall and then took in Casper and dropped him. We have a penalty on that one. Wow, that was a soft call right there.
They're calling a cross check on that. He only had one hand on his stick.
So Johnson will sit down on the cross check right there.
Yeah, Coach Austin Taylor is voicing his frustration there, but I mean that's just the type of call that they're going to call when they're trying to keep a game in check here.
Yeah,
you know, but at the same
and
token,
it looked rougher than it was because Andrew is so much taller than most of the other players.
The guy fell down. It's hockey. Come on.
14:08 left to go, second period. Cards start of the period, killing off a penalty, and they'll do it again right here. Huskies have the puck on the half wall, set back to the point. And here is Will Carlson. Carlson banks this one in a little deeper, comes right back to him again, works the fence. Carlson's got it, and goes cross ice. Chi-High just looking for the rock right now. This one finally scooped up by Swoboda and cleared down the ice into the Husky zone. Chi-High with Evan Foyles out there along with Drew Bowlby, Swobes, and Gus Thorpe. There's the pick. Here's Foyles. Backhand try. And Dust stoned him right there. And the net came off its moorings. Nice play by the freshman goaltender. Foyles was all over and dancing in to the paint. Just couldn't beat the freshman.
Yeah. Man, he had his second of the game just lined up there. But, man, Dust just kept his composure really well. But, man, what moves by Foyles out in front of the net.
Pretty moves.
It's got sinking type stuff right there.
1:22 left to go in the kill for Chi-High. 13:30 on the game clock. The drop in the Husky zone. This one pushed toward the Dasher on the far side, and Huskies carry it out to neutral up to the Chi-High blue line, and then we're stoned as they got there. Cards dump it in. Here's Eau Claire North again. Start out from behind their goaltender. Pitched ahead for Tommy Perkins. Perkins into the zone. Stood up right there. Chai High out to neutral. Here they come with some energy. It is Mason Johnson goes cross ice for Gus Thorpe. Just beyond his reach. But the Cards get there first. It is Foyles in the corner. Back to Thorpe. Gus wheels and deals. Is going to carry the puck back deep. Take some time off the clock here on the shorthand of the kill here. And Thorpe behind his own goaltender. We'll finally move it up the ice. Over to Swoboda. Long backhand pitch up the ice. Dust stops it to the left of his goal. Leaves it for his D with 27 seconds left to go in the power play. 12:33 remaining on the game clock here in the second. This one gunned in over the crossbar in the Card zone. Comes around for Parker, and he can't stop it. Parker out of gas. Here comes Chai High's Carlson, and he beat the goaltender. Brett Carlson, great job right there. Midway up the net on the glove side of Dust. And it's 5-0, Chai High.
You'd see Easton Parker was just spent right there. He was at the end of his shift, and I don't even think he saw Carlson coming.
No, not a clue that Carlson was behind him. Just grabbed the rock and took it to the hole. Another shorty. Third of the game. Third shorthanded game.
That's
goal
impressive.
Of the game.
That's I don't think I've ever seen three of them in a game before. That's pretty cool.
4:44 time of the goal here in the second. 4:44 for Brett Carlson. And Brett's third goal of the year. Chai High's up 5-0 on the Huskies.
That was a really, really nice shot by Carlson. You've seen him gain confidence in these last couple weeks, as well as LeMay, and those are going to be the guys that add depth and kind of carry us in the playoffs potentially.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls High School Hockey tonight from Hobbs. Coop and Stewie with you here tonight, and Zach Whitecheck, our producer. 5-0, one more. We go to running time. Here's Chai High. Oh, man, are they rolling tonight. Drew Bobey, the drop for Hoym. Hoym's one-timer on net. That one steered into the left-wing corner by Duss. Still in the zone. On the forecheck is Jackson Hoym. Steers one on the backhand over on the near side for Sam Hebert. The puck loose out in front of the goaltender. Duss, where is it? Turned into the right-wing corner by the Huskies. Here are the Cards. They're smelling blood right here. It's Drew Bobey. Bobey wheeling and dealing, top of the circle, in the slot, turns and tried to go top shelf. Just missed it, went over the crossbar in the left-wing corner. And this one steered in back of the Huskies zone with 11:18 left to go. On the half wall in the Chai High attacking zone here, peeled off the wall. Here's Drew Bobey. Bobey lost it, but got some off-wing help there by Mason Johnson, who punched one over the goaltender's head, ripped off the glass, and it's going to be cleared by Eau Claire North with 11 minutes exactly left to go, second period.
Eau Claire North probably thankful for that change there. They were pinned pretty good. I think their forwards were out there for, I mean, a minute and a half, maybe more, so kind of avoided a sixth goal there.
5-0 Chai High right now. Here are the Cards. It is Evan Foyles. That one ripped off the goaltender into the left wing corner. Scrum for right there. A couple of players for each team. Huskies add a player. But it's Chai High who comes up with it. Evan Foyles twisting, trying to pass it to himself off the wall. And the puck loose in back of Dust, the goaltender. Centering pass off the backhand. Who's got it? Where is it? Here's a quick shot by Carter Bobey as he spun and rifled one right to the goaltender. Dust stopped that one. Left it for his D, and Chai High on the attack again, but an offsides call right there with 10:23 left to go as Gus Thorpe tried to dangle head to the hole himself.
That's another guy that looks locked in tonight.
Yeah,
Gus,
I'll
say. He usually is, but tonight he's moving the puck really, really well, and he just looks lightning fast.
Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check at Check Law Office, making you part of the team. 10:23 left to go, second period. Drop at the dot just outside the Husky defensive zone. Here comes Eau Claire North right now. It is Lizotte throws one wide of the cage, missed the net by a few feet. Chi High back up the ice again. Here's Brett Carlson, who scored a few moments ago. Carlson centering pass right there for Frenette, and it just went wide on the redirect. Nice job right there. And this one's going to come back to the point. Here is Sam Hebert, feathers this one down in the left wing corner, rolls around the boards, comes back to the point in the near side. Krista, the shot ripped out of the air. In the glove of Dus, the Husky goaltender, with 9:50 left to go here in the second. He settles it down here for the faceoff in his own zone. Back to that number one unit, that deadly first line, huh?
Oh, they're fun to watch. I'll tell you what. And I'm sure the guys from North see that change. They're like, no.
Here we go again. Chi High controls. Back to Swoboda. Hands off. And here is Drew Bovey. A wrist shot. Tried to drag it back and open up some ice. This one comes to Gus Thorpe at the blue line. And it's going to come back to Swoboda. And the Cards back into the zone again. Here is Mason Johnson. Oh, my goodness. They're all over it. Johnson just tossed it wide. Comes back to Swobes, to Johnson, to Gus Thorpe now. Thorpe gives it up for Drew Bovey. Wheels and deals out there. Trying to thread the needle down the slot. And that one's scooped up by Dus with 9:19 left to go here in the period. Man, if you're a player on Chi High, this is going to be a lot of fun out there. And you got players that kind of sense where you're going to be. And
right. I mean, I'd have to think that those three, this unit of five on the ice, I mean, they've got to really have fun playing together. And it sure looks like it. They make
Here
it look really
card,
easy.
Card centered out in front. Mason Johnson couldn't find it. Comes back, though, to the point. Swoboda can't hold the zone. And the Cards have to retreat and set it up again. Here is Gus Thorpe, 9:03 left to go, second period. Cards up 5-0 with three here in the second period. And it pops around, springs out to neutral ice, and Thorpe has got it right now. Would like to be a part of the scoring punch right here. Thorpe, little helter-skelter right now for Eau Claire North, and here they come. The Huskies have it into the zone, soft shot on net. Marlowe steers that one in the left wing corner, comes back. There's a nice shot by Anderson, and again, the stick work by the senior goaltender for Chi High. Back to Parker at the point. Tried to jam that one off the wall, and it came up and out of play here with 8:31 left to go in the second period. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi High hockey here tonight. 8:31 left to go, second period. Cards up by a 5-0 count. Face off. Blocker side of Mick Marlowe. There's Andy Johnson threading the needle between the legs of the Husky D, but Eau Claire North back the other direction. Here is Mosler. Toss that one in toward the Cardinal goaltender. Chi High counters, and here they come. Evan Foyles tried to pass it, and the rebound, ricochet came right back to him along the goal line. Foyles fighting for it. Huskies have it right now, and they'll just toss this one out to the center circle. Here is Krista, banks it off the wall on the near side as we go under 8 to play here in the second period. Ripped around the wall, stepping up is Hebert, and Chi High coughed up the puck in the zone. Here comes Tommy Perkins. Perkins with a hard wrist shot, sailed over the net just wide of the cage, and Chi High countering right now. Here is Evan Foyles. Foyles the drop pass, that connection not there, and banked off the wall to the Chi High zone. Huskies in the midst of a change. Marlowe helps the Cards start out. Frenette is out there, and Brett Carlson on this line change for Chi High, and Carlson's got it right now. Carlson tried to center up a pass that deflected off a Husky stick. Back out to Thorpe at neutral with 7:19 left to go. Hammered off the wall in behind Dus, the goaltender, and Frenette's got it. Netter back to Swoboda, one-timer. And that one turned aside by the Husky tender with 7:08 left to go here in the second period.
Matt Frenette looking pretty good tonight. You
they
can tell
are.
He's standing a little taller, a little bit more confidence. I really like what he's doing.
Yeah, he feels like he belongs.
Absolutely.
On the team here. Picked up his first Cardinal goal a few weeks ago, and that was fun for number 16. There he's battling on the wing. And
getting a little lecture.
Yeah. Against Lizotte, they were kind of tangled up. Feisty kid, Netter is. Chi High's got it right now. Back to the point. Here's Gus Thorpe. Tosses this one in the left wing corner. Krista trying to track it down. Netter's down there too, and man, did he get hammered. Not a big kid.
Didn't have the puck even, but.
And this is hockey, right?
Right.
That's what happens. Here is Carlson in the corner. Fernette comes in as well, but can't peel it off the wall. The Huskies have it. This one laid ahead for Eau Claire North. They're into the zone. Tossed to the blocker side of Mick Marlowe into the left wing corner. And the Cards settling in back of their goaltender. Now they'll work it up the ice. Goes cross ice intended for Fernette. Can't reach it on the one-timer, one bouncer. And this one tossed in on net. Right on. Marlowe with the save. And we got a man all by himself. Here is Ethan Foyles. Foyles past the D, moves in, and his wrist shot flagged down by Duss to make the stop with 6:11 left to go in the third period.
Yeah, he just opted to go for the classic wrist shot on that one. Duss was up to the task.
5-0 Chi High, 6:11 left, second period. The drop in the Husky defensive zone and the Cards control. Here is Mason Johnson. Stops. Hands back to Swoboda. Oh, that one redirected by Bobby. Nearly found the back of the cage. Duss with the last second save. And here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson dangling down between the D on the near side for Jackson Hoyne. Had it picked and it comes back to neutral ice. And he did the favor back to the Husky player. That was Stang that he stripped. And here comes Eau Claire North. It is Anderson who came in and ready to pull the trigger, and his stick was lifted, and it's loose back in the Chi High defensive zone. Here's Gus Thorpe now up the ice. Thorpe goes rake wide for Jackson Hoyne, and that line's going to come off here on the change with 5:20 left to go as the puck lies in the Eau Claire North zone. Played with a high stick by the Cards, so they have to wait for a North player to touch it. Here comes Evan Foyles. He's had a nice night. Foyles tried to go to the hole and carried it on the forehand through the paint and then tried to go backhand on the left side. Goaltender Dust stopped him and then ran back into his own cage and dislodged the net. So we'll have a stoppage of play right here.
It looks like Foyles is okay. That's a big collision, first from the defenseman and then into the goaltender. So looks like he's okay. Really nice drive to the front of the net.
Yep. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. Chi High's got it. They try to go for the hard pass back out to Sam Hebert. Couldn't control, and the Cards have to get back on sides. Here is Evan Foyles, who went down hard. Slow to get up. Away from the place. I'm not sure what happened, but
yeah, I missed that as well.
Looked like he got drilled, and then the puck was lifted out of play here, so that's the stoppage of play with 4:52 left to go. 5-0 Chi High. Next goal for the Cards will make it running time here. Face off in the Eau Claire North zone. Chi High beat North 8-1 the first time. Huskies, a gritty team, trying to hang in there with the Cards. Here's Chi High jammed up on the yellow stripe over there. Ethan Foyles peels it off the wall. Here's Foyles walking in the high slot and had it stripped. Eau Claire North in transition right here. But they give it up, and here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe behind his tender. Some open ice trying to go up the alley. Seam pass right there for Fernette. That one didn't click, so we'll go back in the Chi High zone with 4:19 left to go in the second period.
One of the things I really like about Gus Thorpe is he's not afraid to make a questionable pass, if you know what I mean. Like big risk, big reward type thing. He's fearless. He just does it. And it works out more times than not.
One of the top players in the state. Top defenseman for sure in the state. Top players overall, I think, and he's only a sophomore. Here come the Cards. Jackson Hoyne crosses the blue stripe into the Husky territory. Hoyne lost it, then picked it back up again. Kept his eye on the prize right there, and Duss makes the save. Mason Johnson's got it, the right wing corner. Drew Bobey there, and Hoyne, and this one lifted up and out by Eau Claire North and Carter Bobey. make that. Svoboda tracks it down for Chi High. Here are the Cards. Two on one break. It's Mason Johnson. Over to Jackson Hoym, the one-timer. He misfired on it. And the Huskies have it back out of neutral ice for Cam Mosler. Here's the defenseman. A hard wrister went off the glass behind the tender Mick Marlowe. Into the left wing corner for Eau Claire North. It's Stang who has stood up on the wall. And Chi High able to play it up and out. Mason Johnson looking for a pass, but Drew Bobey's going to carry it into the zone for Jackson Hoym. Hoym spins around at the blue line, and then we'll cycle this one down below the goaltender. Dust with 3:05 left to go. Here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym lifted it on the fence, but picked off by Eau Claire North, and an icing call here with 2:58 left to go in the second period. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Evan Foyle's line out there right now. Andy Johnson and Carter Bovey on the forward line. Got Sam Hebert at one point, Chris to the other. Here we go. It is Andrew Johnson back to Hebert to Johnson. Loose inside the left wing circle. Johnson picks it up. And a soft shot on net. Carter Duss stops him right there.
Just seems like every time this line's touched the ice tonight, they've had a scoring opportunity.
Yep. 2:43 left to go. Cards with three here in the second period. They've got it right now. Back to the point. One-timer for Krista. Sailed wide. Comes on the near side for Hebert. Chi High's got it. In the right wing corner. Forecheck working well here tonight. Andy Johnson's got it. Johnson leaves it on the half wall. Now Chi High goes rink wide. Krista there to keep the zone. And it goes for Foyles behind the goaltender. This one ripped off the dasher up and out. And Krista retreats to get it at neutral ice. Carter Bovey's got it. Bovey jammed up on the fence in the far side. Carter tried to get away from the pressure. Carter Bovey, side of the wheel on the near side. Drop pass right there. One-timer on net from Sam Hebert. And that one is stopped by Duss with the glove hand with 2:01 left to go here in the second period. More high school hockey for you on Thursday night. We'll be back at home against Menominee. Cardinal Countdown pregame show, 6:40, day after tomorrow. Here is Brett Carlson, his line out there. Carlson had a nice goal in the second period. And this one is back in the Chi High zone for Svoboda. To Gus Thorpe. Thorpe in the corner on the near wing. Chi High in their D zone right now with 1:40 left to go on the game clock here in the second. Wrapped around the wall by Carlson. And here is Svoboda in the corner. It's going to be Tommy Perkins who's got it for Eau Claire North. Centered one up. And this one's going to come back to the point. One-timer on net by Kohler. It's a high one. Trying to use the traffic out in front of Mick Marlowe. But the big senior goaltender for the Chi High Cardinals making the stop right there with 1:21 left to go in the second period. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Hockey on WOGO. 1:17 left to go. There's a drop to our left in the Cards D zone. Scramble for it in the left elbow. This one's going to come back to the point for Mosler. His shot broken up. Into the left wing side, Anderson's there for Eau Claire North. We're 5-on-5, but Huskies kind of wheeling and dealing right now. And here's Svoboda. Swobes makes the stop in the half wall, far side. Drew Bovey in there, trying to chip it ahead. Scramble for it with 50 seconds left to go. Bovey finds some open ice, and here he comes. Puts on the afterburners. Bovey, though, squeezed on the wall, and he's hugging his left knee. Hopefully he's okay here. Kind of awkwardly into the wall here on the near side, and that'll stop play as the puck went up and out of play here. You got a penalty, a cross check on Eau Claire North.
Actually, yeah, it was an interference. I think the puck was gone.
And interference.
Yep,
okay.
And he rode him off into the boards, basically right into the pylon. So you'll sit for that every time. Looked pretty nasty from up here, but looks like he's all right.
Card's third power play of the evening. They're 1-for-2 on the man advantage. And here's Gus Thorpe. Thorpe along the blue stripe. Card's looking like a well-orchestrated group out here. And that one is picked off by Eau Claire North with 25 seconds left to go. And Thorpe trying to start the Chi-High Cardinals out. One final rush here. Up the ice, cross center ice into the Husky defensive zone. Leaves it back, and there's a miscue at the blue line by Drew Bovey, and that should just about do it for the period as we tick it under 8 seconds to play here in this second period. Chi-High moving up the ice down to 2 seconds, 1 second. Mason Johnson, no time to pull the trigger on a shot. Chi-High will have a minute 18 on the power play when we get to the third period. Right now, though, in command, 5-0.
Yeah, the first half of that period we played unbelievable. Just really took it to them, but you can tell we kind of went into coast mode that second half and got a little bit sloppy. I'm sure Coach Parker's not going to be very happy with that. I think he's probably going to probably give it to him pretty good in the locker room here, saying, hey, you know, this game is not over. You're only up 5-0. Finish it.
Yeah,
you know,
finish.
Yeah,
yep.
And I get why the players are kind of going into coast mode. I mean, to me, it was obvious. It was like literally the halfway point. They just kind of started coasting. They stopped, you know, they started circling around pucks, not stopping and starting. But overall, yeah, just another dominant period by Chi.
Yep. 5-0. One more. We go to running time. Maybe they'll get that one, pop one in early in the period. But Chi High in command of this game pretty much from the opening shift.
Yeah. They've kind of got North outgunned tonight. The better team is ahead. I think that North is just a little bit young to really put up with a Chi-High team that's got this much firepower.
Yeah. All right. So 5-0, the score in favor of Chi-High. I'll have a power play to open up the third period when we continue. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High in command here tonight at Hobbs, leading 5-0. They had a 2-0 lead after one, and then three goals in the second. Goals from Carter Bobie at 1:36. Then at 1:55, less than 20 seconds later, was Mason Johnson finding the back of the net. And Brett Carlson, a shorthanded goal at 4:44. Of the second, and there haven't been any scoring since that. I thought, well, that might just do it, and everything would just erupt here for Chi High, but Carter Duss, fine freshman goaltender, shut us down the rest of the way of the second period, and still 5-0. Chi High up on North here tonight.
Yeah, like we were talking during the break there, Duss is a really, really impressive goaltender, but Chi High needs to just, I think, really put that accelerator back down. You know, they, I think they kind of let off a little bit. They were still very dominant, but I'm really looking to see guys crashing the net hard, shots from the point, things like that. A lot of traffic out in front of the net.
Yep.
Try to get a couple more. It'd be really nice to
finish the game early here in the third.
Let's get Mick Marlowe another shutout.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he, in games like this, it seems like he gets a couple tough shots, but he's always ready.
Yeah.
He's always ready. So I would really like to see him get another shutout from Mick Marlowe.
Let's see, one, two, three, four shutouts for Mick this year. Had a great record at 16-2, and his goals against 1.45, save percentage at 9.28. He's been steady all season long.
He really has, and really, really fun goaltender to watch when he's locked in.
Yeah.
You know. He deserves another shutout here, and hopefully our defensemen and our wingers can give him a little help.
So 1:18 on the power play left here for Chi High in the third period. It'd be nice to get one on the man advantage. Chi High 1 for 2 actually, because we're in the third power play right here. 1 for 2 on the power play here tonight, but three shorthanded goals.
That's really impressive, and that's just a testament to how skilled this team actually is. And I just wish that sometimes the plays we make shorthanded are just so incredible. It's like, hey, yep, you have a whole extra guy on the ice from 5-on-5. But, this would be a huge confidence booster to really open this game up if we were able to score on this power play here.
All right. So Chi High, the number one team this week in Division I in the state of Wisconsin. For Division II, a team that we'll see next week on the radio on Tuesday, we have the Chi High Cardinals hosting New Richmond. They are number two in the state. They've won a title at D2, followed by Oregon, Amory, Fond du Lac. River Falls has made the D2 poll at number five this week. So we got some good representation from the BRC. Two teams in the top six in the Division I, two in Division II.
That's crazy.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome for the Big Rivers Conference, and should be great competition for years to come.
Tomahawk rounds out the top six in Division II, and then for the girls, Superior is number one in the state. They've got a terrific team up there, 19-3 on the year. Central Wisconsin comes in second. Bay Area is three. St. Croix Valley Fusion is four. Hayward is five, and Hudson is six. We have two BRC teams in the top six in girls hockey as well. So this conference is dominant
in the state. I've said for years, you make it through this conference in this section, and you are prepared for state.
Absolutely. I did not realize that the girls' hockey was that competitive in the Big Rivers as well. So that's great for the state in general and great for our area. So couldn't be happier about that.
Yeah. All right, Greg and Coop here tonight at Hobbs, and just about ready for the third period. Cards up 5-0. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Cards in control, 5-0 here tonight at Hobbs over Eau Claire North. 2 in the first, 3 in the second. One more, they pop in, and we'll go to RT running time here in the third.
Right. That's always kind of a good feeling, you know. You just get to that running time, and not that I don't want to spend any more time with you, Greg, but I am. I don't know if you see me yawning over here.
Yeah, well, we'll have a little time together this week. We got tonight at North and on Thursday at home against Menominee.
Great.
So, yeah, you'll probably be tired of me by the end of the week, but it's fun to follow this team this year.
Yeah, I've had a blast. I'm very grateful to get to be a part of this season because it's been a pretty special one. So, yeah, fun team to watch, good group of kids.
Yep, you bet. This team can move the puck and great defense, great goaltending as well. And we'll see what they do here early in the third. Here comes McMarlowe. Chi-High first out of the locker room with power play 1:18 left to go in the Chi-High power play here in the third. Cards looking for their 11th straight victory on the season and 18th of the year. They will go 11-0 in the BRC with a victory here tonight. And here comes Duss, the goaltender for Eau Claire North. Back to where he started the game on the west side of the building here. Chi High looking to add to the lead here in the third period. Well, it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. By the way, they're looking for plumbers and heating service techs and HVAC people as well, a project manager and estimator. Same address on the World Wide Web, wirzgala.com.
All right, power play. Here we go.
You bet. Top unit out there for Chi High. Mason Johnson to lead him. Evan Foyles jumping into this action as well. And here we go. Drew Bobey's got it for Chi High. Lays it back for Gus Thorpe. Takes a return pass, and that one stopped on some water left out there. And here comes Chi High. Lots of water. And there's an offsides caused by the stuff left by the Zamboni.
Yeah, we've ran into that a couple different times.
We have it home and here on foreign ice as well.
Yeah, let her set up for a little bit, maybe add offsides.
Well, it's warm
nice
out there, too. It may add to the fact that the ice is not quite as cold here tonight. Chi High's got it. Hammered into the zone by Thorpe. Comes around from right to left. Pushed in by Evan Foyles. There's the wraparound try by Eau Claire North. Overskating the puck as Mason Johnson reaches back. Gives it to Thorpe. Johnson's got it now. Here is Gus along the blue line. Blind pass over to Mason Johnson. Tried to tee one up, but that one misfired. Back to Gus Thorpe. Thorpe, top of the slot. Over to Bobey. To Mason Johnson. They collapse the zone, and Gus Thorpe with a quick twisted wrister in on Duss. That number 30 stops right there for ECN. Half a minute left to go in the power play.
That was a great first look here for Chi High. A couple more of those. Probably get one to go.
Mason Johnson to take the draw. Blocker side of Duss in the left circle. Chi High pushing the puck in deep off the draw, but Eau Claire North comes up with it. Hammers it off the dasher on the far side. And Chi High has to set up again. Here comes Mason Johnson. Rolls into the zone. Goes about 10, 12 feet in and then drops one back for the D. This one comes around for Drew Bobey. To Gus Thorpe in the high slot. Right side for Johnson to Bobey. Oh, he just missed a corner on the near side. Shut down just at the last instant by Gus. And that'll do it for the power play. Cards 1-for-3 on the man advantage tonight. Cross ice for Drew. Oh, he left it. Feathered it off to the right for Hoym and just missed the net on the redirect right there as this one bounces in on Marlowe from the Huskies, but the cards are there to clean it up. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe into the center circle. Thorpe going coast to coast. Gus! Oh, man! He dangled and nearly beat the goaltender. Went high over the crossbar, and that one flipped up and out of play.
Gus Thorpe just goes through those defensemen like water. I mean,
he's
he looks at me to look so easy.
For a big, tall defenseman. Got some nice, soft hands.
I'll tell you what, Gus is lucky to get a stick on that one.
We've had a lot of those where the goaltender somehow made the save, and it looked like Chi High was going to put one in. 5-0 to score right now. Couple of minutes into the third period. Here is Brett Carlson. Nice keep right there by 15. And this one goes cross ice for Ethan Foyles. Going to come back around. Carlson in the high slot. Tees one up. That one knocked down by the Huskies. And Krista there to push it in a little bit deeper. Comes around all the way around the right side. And chasing it down is Brett Carlson back in the Chi High zone. But there's an icing call before he can touch the rock. And this will come back to the west side of Hobbs for the faceoff of the Eau Claire North D zone with 14:42 left to go here in the third period. Cards have not scored since 4:44 of the second period. Here is Chi High right now with the intercept. This one comes back to Swoboda in the zone. Evan Foyles gave it to him. Now Andy Johnson drops this one off the wall for Gus Thorpe. Nice keep right there by Carter Bovee. Bovee's got the puck right now in the left wing corner. Bovee cycles it back off the backhand. Eau Claire North here exits the zone. And here comes the Huskies into the Chi High, into the ice with 14:11 left to go. Cards with the intercept. Andrew Johnson's got it on the half boards in the Chi High zone. Tried to lift one to Carter Bovee beyond his reach. And the puck returned to the Chi High into the ice by Eau Claire North. And they'll change up players. They go back to that top line of Hesseman, Stang, and Tillman. Here's Chi High into the zone. Here's Gus Thorpe. Thorpe moving into the left wing circle. Dangled for a second, then launched one over on the near side for Carter Bovee. The puck in behind Dust, the goaltender, and Chi High tried to bring it out from behind the net. That was Foyles. Nearly had himself a wraparound try. Eau Claire North back the other direction. Here is Stang. Cards caught up to him. Bodied him off the biscuit here with 13:23 left to go. The puck dribbles into the left wing corner. Andrew Johnson's got it. Clears the puck out to neutral. 13:15 left to go in this third period. Cards in control, 5-0. Huskies dump this one back in the Chi High zone with 13:06 left to go. And they'll quickly change up lines right here. Chi High works it up the ice. This one off the lumber of Hoym and up and out of play to the crowd on the left side of the building. 13 minutes left to go, third period.
Yeah, just a relentless forecheck here for Chi High so far. Dust just keeps making saves.
Yeah, it's hard to believe they've only scored 5 the way they are just pummeling the goaltender.
Right.
13 minutes exactly left to go in this one. Cards have it. Krista's got the rock right now. Sails up to the line. Sends one in, wraps around the wall. Chi High at the goal line. Quick shot, turning and ripping is Hoym below the circle, right along the goal line with a hard wrist shot that Dust flagged down and stops. Didn't leave a big rebound that time. 12:47 left to go, third period. The drop in the right circle. And the puck laid in the right wing corner for Drew Bovee. Bovee comes in, steers one wide of the cage, floats into the left wing corner, up on the shelf for a while, finally drops down to the ice. And what do we got? Whistle stops play right here.
Net came off a little bit.
Yeah, not by much. Hardly could see it here, but they put it back up on the pegs here with 12:33 left to go, and the puck is going to come back out to neutral. So Chi High must have dislodged the cage a little bit. Carlson's line out there again for the Cards and wins the draw. Works it back for Hebert. Just didn't get a whole lot on it. Huskies intercept. Dump it in. This is back of Marlowe. Leaves it for his D, and it's left out front. Did it go in? Marlowe somehow got to the right post. Looked like Eau Claire North was going to wipe the shutout off the board right there. And Marlowe, how did he get back to that side of the post? Here is Carlson. That one went off the crossbar and pinged around behind Gus. Brett looking for a second goal here tonight. Nearly found it right there. 11:58 left to go here in the third period. Chi High has it out at neutral. Here is Hebert. Scoops it up, tosses it in. Dust stops it right there, but Cards get there first. That's Ethan Foyles. Evan Foyles on the same line right now. And Fernet out there for the Cards, and this one's going to be launched just barely into the Chi High zone, but Gus Thorpe is going to ride it back in back of his own goaltender. Here is Chi High jammed off the wall. Cards have it. It's Ethan Foyles. Got Thorpe. And Thorpe all by himself. Pipe. Oh, he hits some steel himself. Gus Thorpe, the near post, almost had his first goal of the night. Cards on the forecheck all over it. Here is Evan Foyles. Foyles wheels into the right wing corner. Backpedals for Gus Thorpe. And Thorpe looking for an opening down the slot. Threaded that one just wide of the net with 10:57 left to go. And the Cards are just pinned to the puck in the zone. Eau Claire North can't clear. Gus Thorpe has got it right now. Back to Carter Bovee inside the blue stripe. Bovee's shot is turned into the corner and up and out of play by Dust, the goaltender, with 10:45 left to go, third period.
Oh, Gus Thorpe.
He's come so close.
He's got that rifle sighted in, but Dust just keeps coming up with big saves on him. And, I mean, he's for sure hit two or three pipes tonight. So hats off to Gus Thorpe for a great game. Hopefully he gets rewarded before the end.
Pipes have been a north side here tonight. They have at least three or four pipers, like you say, with 10:38 left to go. Back to action. Here's Swoboda, a step inside the blue line. Tries to pitch it ahead for Carter Bovee. Cards nearly held the zone there as Huskies brought it out. They get on sides. Here's Carter Bovee.
Bovee finds
the net midway up, and he's got two goals tonight. And the Cards finally light up the lamp here with 10:22 left to go on the game clock here in the third.
Yeah, an absolute snipe from Carter Bovee. We had an awesome angle at that, and you could see the pocket that he was shooting at, and he put it right in the middle of it. It was a really nice goal.
6:38. Time of the goal for number six here tonight. Carter got a shorty back in the first. Now he's got an even strength goal here in the third. It's 6-0. We go to running time here in the third period as Chi High has been in control from the opening faceoff. 10:16 left to go here in the third period. This one dumped in the left wing corner of the Husky zone. It's going to come around from left to right. Chi High pinches up. Here is Abe Bear. Works the yellow stripe. Mason Johnson's got it now for Chi High. Tried to thread between the legs of Mosler, the defenseman. Chi High pushes it in a little bit deeper with 9:52 left to go. Puck pinned up behind the goaltender Duss, and a scramble for it right there. Back to Hebert. Touch pass over to Krista. Works it into the left wing corner with 9:38 left to go. Eau Claire North trying to dig it out of their own zone. Here is Jackson Hoym. Off the stick of Krista and finally cleared down the ice by the Huskies. This is an icing call against Eau Claire North. And the clock continues to run with a 6-goal lead for Chi High.
Yeah, that's a good feeling for sure, Greg. But, you know, I would really, this time of the year, I'd really like to see Chi High put a couple more on him because you just can't give up at all. You know, it needs to be full tilt the whole game.
I agree. Hey, you're number one in the state. Look like it, huh?
Right.
9 minutes exactly left to go, third period. The puck pops high in the air. Chi High in the attack again. Here's Christus, centering pass. Fournette's got it just inside the blue line. And here's a one-timer by Ethan Foyles. Hard off the pads of Dust. And back out to neutral ice for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe into his own zone. He likes to open up some space as he dives back in his own zone and then turns the corner. Chi High's got it. Here is Carlson to Thorpe. Puts it on his forehand. One-timer on net. Save made by Dust. And it's cleared by the Huskies. 8:22 left to go in the game. Here is Fournette. Looks up the ice. Hits the tape of Thorpe. Ison's waved off there. Chi High touched it. Back to Swoboda at the point, but he can't keep. And here is Evan Foyles. Foyles dumps this one off the wall. Into the zone. Chi High looking to hold the zone. Can't do it. Andrew Johnson got there a little late. And here is Carter Bovee. Gives it to Johnson. Centering pass right there on the right side. And a one-timer on net by the Cards, Evan Foyles. Foyles was dropped hard to the ice, got up slowly as the puck is in the left wing corner. Foyles finally getting back into the action. Here's Swoboda, top of the circle, left side. Carter Bovee spins and pulls the trigger on a shot. We got a penalty here. I think it's going to be on Eau Claire North as Evan Foyles has been worked hard on this shift.
Puck was nowhere near. And 17 just absolutely dropped Foyles when he wasn't even looking. So, yeah, you'll sit for that 10 out of 10 times.
Chi High's fourth power play of the night. They're 1-for-3 this evening. And the top line back out there for the Cards. 6-0 lead right here. 7.5 left to go in this game. And the puck rolled around to the half wall on the far side. Jackson Hoym backing up into Wesley Tillman. And finally the Cards come up with it. Here is Drew Bovee. Bovee spins away from Logan Hesselman on the kill here. And Gus Thorpe has got it over on the left side for Mason Johnson to Thorpe. High slot back to Johnson. Wheels and fires a shot. That one stopped by Dus. And Johnson's got it back again. Goes cross ice for Bovee. In the high slot, Gus Thorpe with a one-timer sailed over the crossbar to Mason Johnson. To Gus, and his shot thumped into the left-wing corner by Dus. And Drew Bovee's got it out for Chi High. Will carry it along the goal line. Gives it to Mason Johnson, to Gus Thorpe, to Johnson. Top of the circle, loads one up, and the shot right there into the mitt of Dus with 6:29 and counting left to go third period.
Yeah, just a couple great shots from Chi High there, and a little bit more magic from Dus.
Number 18 looking for that first goal of the night. He's got an assist here tonight. Beautiful assist on the goal by Carter Bovee. Has been shut out in the goal department so far here tonight. Here is Hebert. Carter Bovee's got it. Backs pedals over to Swobes on the near point. And they go cross ice, tic-tac-toe here. Back to Hebert. Over to Carter Bovee on the far side. Rammed into the wall, but Chi High still controls. Here is Carter to Hebert. Slips a pass over there. Loose! Oh!
Hey, we got her.
Did it go underneath the goaltender?
Yep.
Carlson misfired. Looked like it was going to go wide of the cage. And maybe got redirected down there. I don't know. We'll give it to Brett, but not sure if he knocked it in or somebody else.
I think it almost right. I think Dus might have almost knocked it in on himself there. Looked like it was maybe just laying there. And then I think Dus actually knocked it in.
The 11:22 of the period. And the Cards have filled the basket here tonight. 7-0, 5:38 left to go. And second goal of the night for Brett Carlson. His fourth of the season, 15th point of the year. And the Cards have had amazing scoring touch this season. A lot of players with a lot of points, over 100 points for that first line. And other guys getting into the action as well. Second and third line players lighting it up this year as well. 5:15 left to go. Huskies have it inside the Chi High zone and then cough it up. And here's Chi High. Krista taps this one off the stick of Evan Foyles, but he was behind the checkered center line. So that's an icing call on Chi High. And that's okay. 4:58 and counting. We're in running time.
Yeah, it's not a big deal right now.
Get you to our post glass mirror post game show. Our Holly Bovee stats recap. And then we'll catch up with Scott Parker on the postgame show as well, live here tonight from Hobbs. 4:30 left here, and the Chi High Cardinals are going to win their 11th straight, 18th of the season, with another game on the radio on Thursday night against Menominee. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Pass rink wide for Bovee. Drew stops, lays one over for Jackson Hoym, and a backhander covered there by Dus on a nice play for the goaltender.
Yeah, I mean, that was like a Marc-Andre Fleury type save. You know, he's kind of rolling around, yep. Hits the glove.
That is for sure. 3:58 left to go. Chi High up by 7, got 2 in the first, 3 in the second, 2 more here in the third, and leads it 7-0. Cards hammer it from Fernette, wide of the cage. This one rolls around for Ethan Foyles. Can't corral it, but it comes to Thorpe. He drops it off the glove hand. 3:35 left to go, back out to neutral ice, and the Huskies have it. Here is Anderson for them, spins at the circle on the far side, then pinned to the dasher by Gus Thorpe. Thorpe lost his stick, has to retreat to pick that up as the puck rolls into the Husky defensive zone. For Swoboda, gets it on his forehand. Tried to go to Ethan Foyles, who was set up at the hash marks or below the hash marks for a redirect, but that didn't connect. 3:05 left to go. The puck pinned up on the half wall in the Eau Claire North zone in the left wing corner. Let's see who's going to come up with it. Chi High's got it right here. It's Carlson. Back to Fredette, and he can't hold the zone. Just hopped over his stick, so everybody's got to get back on sides here as Chi High has the entry right here. Off the pat of Duss. A hard shot went off his helmet, right on the big N on his chest. He makes that save, and here comes Eau Claire North on a two-on-one break. And it is number nine, Eddie Eastwald, with a chance, but lost the puck, had to regather it in, and that gave Mick Marlowe time to make the save. Back out to neutral ice. Here are the Huskies. Pounds one in behind Marlowe with 2:15 left to go. Cards trying to preserve the shutout for their senior goaltender as it comes around left to right in the Chi High zone. Cards get it to the point. Can't clear it out as Parker makes the quick shot on net. Went wide, but it's in the zone. Eau Claire North steps over the line. This is Andrews for them. Back check by the Cards, and it's loose in the center circle with 1:40 left to go in the game. Here's Carter Bowie. Bowie passed one defenseman, trying to beat the second. Left a soft one in on Duss, and he'll make the save with 1:38 left as the clock ticks down here in the third.
Well, Greg, I'd say that's a good W tonight.
Yeah. Chi High beat him 8-1 the first game. Didn't give up a goal so far tonight, and if they win 7-0, it's the same difference. Seven-goal difference. Face-off in the Husky zone. Hauled in by Easton Parker. Turns, gets underneath his goaltender, and the puck loose out of neutral ice, and Chi High's got it. Here is Krista. Banks it off the wall on the near side. 1:05 left to go in the game. This one dribbles into the north zone, and Parker's on it for ECN. There's the pick. Matt Fournette's got it. Gives it for Krista. Now it comes Rickby to the point. One-timer on net. Ethan Foyles looking to pick up the loose change and couldn't find the handle on it. And it comes back to the Chi High D zone. 42 seconds left to go in this one. On the half wall in the Card zone. 7-0 Chi High. Here's Eau Claire North spun in wide of the net by Tillman. Wrapped around the wall, and Chi High's got it right here. Hammered off the dasher. Cards trying to catch up with it. That's Carlson as lifted over the Husky bench. We may not have another face-off in the game.
That ought to do it here. I'm sure everybody's going to be going pretty slow to this face-off here. Yep, looks like
down
they're going to call her a day.
10 seconds. Riding clock here. 8 seconds. Everybody slowly moving to the face-off circle.
Yeah.
3 seconds. This is like a basketball game where you dribble at the end of the game. Nobody guards you.
Right, yep, or taking a knee almost. Yep. I mean, Dust was skating out to do the handshake line with almost 10 seconds left.
So, Chi High 7, ECN nothing here tonight. And the Cards pick up their 11th straight, their 18th of the season, their 11th in conference, and remain undefeated in the BRC here tonight with a convincing win over Eau Claire North. And so they'll take the toolbox back home with them.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I remember winning the toolbox as a player and a coach, and it's always a good feeling to, you know, we've got a shelf for it. And it goes up there, and you can look at it. And it's a great feeling. It is, in fact, the greatest trophy in sports, as I mentioned earlier.
Yes, exactly. Lombardi Trophy, who cares? It's the toolbox.
Get out
that
of the
matters.
Way, Lombardi Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
The toolbox is here, and it's here to stay. So, great win for Chi High, and they should celebrate this one and then back to work on Thursday.
10th time that their score and their name will be written on that toolbox. It'll come back to Chippewa for this year, and the Cards win it 7-0. Over Eau Claire North. And our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show on the way, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. So tell me your thoughts about this one from opening face-off to the end.
From opening face-off to the end, it was all Chi High. Contribution from all three lines. I thought both pairs of D played really, really well tonight. Gus Thorpe is doing Gus Thorpe things.
Mm-hmm.
He's just continued to be super dominant. Mick Marlowe was there when we needed him. Great team win. I think they played pretty much a full hockey game. About half of the second was maybe a little bit slow, but nothing crazy, and just a dominant performance from Chi High. And what more can you ask for?
Three shorthanded goals too. That's some exciting action.
Yeah, you know, I keep forgetting about that, Greg. That's a pretty awesome stat right there.
I mean, that is impressive.
Yeah. Oh, here they come with the toolbox.
There they go. Got to celebrate. Mick Marlowe brings it out of the locker room. A pick is going to be taken right here in front of the net for the Cards. They have the traveling trophy. Will return to the Chippewa Falls locker room. So our post-game show, Chi High at Eau Claire North. The Cards number one in the state, 18-3 on the season. And win convincingly over Eau Claire North here tonight. Our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks to motorhomes, Post-Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Flabar Holly Bovey names you know stats recap. I might need a mathematician or a bookkeeper to help me with this one, as we got seven goals here tonight. We'll do that for you coming up here on our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. So stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Huh. Yep. WOGO, it's Chi High Hockey here tonight. And Cards winning 7-0 over Eau Claire North. The third shutout in a row for Nick Marlowe. And having a little technical difficulty here at the arena. So let's see. Oh, that's where you want to be. Okay. Yep. That should be good. All right. Sorry. Doing a little work here. No. Yeah. Let's see. No, that's where you want to be. 455. Okay. All right. Pardon us here. We're just working on some equipment here so we can get the post-game interview with Scott Parker. And we will should be okay. Good to go now. Not sure what happened there. It's time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Cards broke out right away in the first, a shorty. At 7:21 of the first, it was Evan Foyles, the redhead sophomore, with first goal of the game. Then a couple of goals in quick succession here after that. Power play goal, I should say, at 11:08. Then a shorty at 1:36, and followed up by another goal from Mason Johnson at 1:55, so less than a half a minute later. The first, a shorthanded goal by Carter Bovey, and then Mason Johnson. I think we'll roll through those two goals because they're so close together. Here is Thorpe. Backpedals now. Throws it up the ice, and it goes in! Oh! On the left side, Thorpe hands it off to Carter Bovey, and he found the top of the cage right side. It actually came off Carter Duss. That's probably a goal he'd like to have back, the great Husky goaltender. But we'll give credit to Carter Bovey with the goal right there. Thorpe is going to get an assist. And Chi High is up 3-0 on the second shorthander of the game.
I tell you, the Bovey brothers, they always score like that. I had to never score a goal like that. You know, they always get lucky. Nice play by Carter. Carter. All jokes aside.
1:36, time of the goal right there for Carter Bovey, and that'll be his seventh of the season, his 15th point of the campaign. And Chi High now has put three up on the scoreboard. Cards on the attack. We're back to 5-on-5. Here's Mason Johnson. That one goes in. Number 7 does it again.
Fresh out of the box
for the Cards. Yeah, Mason Johnson had taken a penalty, and he came out of that box with some fresh legs and scored. Followed up by Brett Carlson's shorty at 4:14 of the second period. Then in the third, two more. We went to running time on Carter Bovey's goal at 6:38, his second of the game. And Brett Carlson got two goals. His second finished up the scoring at 11:22 of the third. And Chi High wins this one 7-0. Well, let's go downstairs. And Scott Parker is live with Cooper Fosvick right now to get his thoughts about this win here tonight.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Parker, assistant coach Susie Parker, and the rest of the clan here. Coach, good win tonight. Just some thoughts on the game.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, you know, kind of sputtered at times, couldn't really connect the dots. Did you see that?
Yeah, a couple different times. It seemed like just a little unorganized, maybe.
Yeah, or passes were flipped up, or, you know, like the beginning of the third, the ice was a little wet. So it just seemed like we weren't connecting all that well, and really had some great looks and some great opportunities, and either flew the net or went short side and shelf. And, you know, their goalie made some nice saves. You got to give him credit. And we're just, you know, kind of plugging along here. So I think we're getting away with a couple things here and there. But I think overall our play has been pretty solid. And we're just going to keep it simple tomorrow and get after Menominee on Thursday.
What are going to be some keys from this game that you're going to take going into Thursday?
Well, in the third period, we worked on our or a different forecheck. And, you know, we're just trying. I think the keys is it's either hitting F3 low or high, and we're just kind of struggled with that all year. And we're doing a great job on forecheck. It's just making that last connection. So we're, you know, just, again, it's a process, we're trying to get better, but you know, there's some things that I see that are really well in our zone. We're moving the puck well, getting it out. We're not bringing the puck back in our zone, and that's a key. We're going forward with the puck, and we're hoping that you know, we keep going on Menominee, and we're at home, and we need our fans. So if you're out there listening, come on down and have a great game, and come see Mr. Parker after the game, and we'll get you a puck. So, you know, we're excited to play hockey, and these kids love to play hockey, and I think that's another key is they're at that rink and they're just chomping to get on the ice. So, that's a credit to them that they love the game of hockey, and they're out there and, you know, before practice working on stuff, or, you know, for the most part they're just banging pucks off the glass, but but they love being out there skating.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Congrats on the win, and I'm excited for Thursday too. It should be a good one.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice to get back home, and I'm kind of hoping that we can shine a little brighter.
Thanks, Coach.
Greg, all right, back guys, to you. Thank you very much. Chi High wins this one 7-0. Not satisfied, though. And we'll see him again on Thursday night, day after tomorrow. We'll have that game for you against Menominee back in the friendly confines. Pre-game show 6:40 here on WOGO. And then basketball Friday night, McDonald at Cadott. Saturday night, Chi High hosts Eau Claire North, and boys basketball at the Birdcage, 6:55. Pre-game Cardinal countdown for that one. Well, for the crew here, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you to Cooper Fosvick, a great color analyst for me, and our producer's been Zach Wycheck. Final again, 7-0. Chi High shuts out Eau Claire North. The number one team in the state goes to 18-3 overall and 11-0 in the BRC. Good night from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.